Hello, good morning to everyone. I'm Praveer Kumar Dash, a PhD grad student at Department of Horticulture in Washington State University. I'm working with tree food physiologist Dr. Matt Whiting. Today I'll present from my Washington Tree Food Research Foundation, commission-funded project on artificial pollination. Actually, artificial pollination is a misnomer. Actually, it is a more precise and sustainable pollination approach. As we know that the flowering is a very critical stage at tree food physiology, and pollination, which is transfer of pollen to female gametophyte, is an important phenomenon during this process to establish food set. Pollination and subsequent fertilization directly affects food quality, food quantity, and growers' year-round management strategy. Growers spend a lot of time, energy, and money trying to manage pollination, primarily by using pollinator and pollinizers. But unfortunately, these processes are imperfect and has considerable amount of variability built into it. Pollination of most commercially important fruit crops largely depends on insect pollinators. European honeybee pollinates one-third of the fruit crops that we eat and equals to the worldwide market value of $217 billion. But this species is under global decline and predicted to be extinct by 2035 at current rate, mainly by colony collapse disorder, which is a phenomenon that results mysterious disappearance of worker bees from the hive. Mechanism of colony collapse disorder and its the cause of its increasing prevalence is still unknown. From pesticidal exposure to cell phone radiation, the cause of bee population decline is an ongoing debate. Recent study says that the aluminium, which could be one of the important environmental contaminant that cause Alzheimer's, and bee do not avoid aluminium because it's present in the nectar. Preliminary survey shows that 31.1% managed beehive colony in United States has been lost in 2012-13 winter, and this loss represents a 9.2 point or 42% loss in beehive colonies in compared to 2011-12 winter, which was estimated as 21.9%. And there is another factor, which is pollinizer. This is tree as a source of competitive pollen. Problems regarding pollinizers include you have to find a good competitive pollen genotype that has good bloom overlap. A picture from my 2015 trial has shown that the pollinizer varieties and cultivars, they are not having any bloom overlap. And there are the other thing that the determination of pollinizer density and distribution, and it can also serve as a possible source of pollen-borne diseases. We can recall a $2 million funded by project funded by WSDA just to find a pollinizer, alternative pollinizers to Manchurian crab apple, which is a harbor of bacterial disease to Fuji and Gala. Facing global pollinator decline and increasingly variable spring weather condition, our project goal and vision is to develop a foundation for persistent pollination and to ensure full pollinator and pollinizer replacement. To achieve our vision, our strategy is to develop a liquid pollen suspension using pre-collected pollen and its electrostatic application. But the major challenges were the stigma is a very small target to hit, and pollen viability retention in liquid suspension was variable over time. We are using an on-target electrostatic sprayer that utilizes law of attraction. The liquid droplets were charged when they leave the nozzle, and the charged droplets repel each other but attracted to the grounded plants. So this provided a complete coverage of the canopy. In 2014, we conducted several lab trials on role of suspension components in liquid medium, and tests from our three switchery pollen genotype, we found that we could improve the pollen germination when the pollen was suspended in liquid medium compared to water. But we also discovered that our pollen mixes were clogging the sprayer filter, and our nasal system also getting plaque too. We discovered that there are two possible factors behind this problem. One of the problem was the type of the pollen quality we've been using, and another factor is the type of the pollen suspension we've been using. So we learned that we could only use pure pollen through our system, as because the anther and the filament present in the off-the-shelf pollen mixes could get rapidly hydrate and clog the filters of the sprayer. And the pollen suspension that we've been using from a startup pollen company, PollenTech, was too viscous and also contributed to clogging the sprayer filter. And this year, we are using our laboratory developed suspension solution, and we didn't notice any clogging in our sprayer system. In 2014, from one of our switchery variety Titan in UFO training system, we applied supplemental pollination in double rate, and double application. Once was at 50% full bloom and another was at 90% full bloom. Randomly selected switchery cultivar being were completely wrapped with bee exclusion netting and were considered for replacement pollination. And the pollination was done once at 40% and then again at 80% full bloom. In switchery Titan, we have seen that supplemental pollination significantly improved fruit set, which was by 15%, which is believed due apparently to increase in pollen deposition, as recorded 231% compared to natural pollination. In switchery being two replacement pollination were as effective as natural pollination. Actually, this was a proof of concept that our system can work independently. In addition to this, gala apple limbs, which were also receiving replacement pollination, resulted 26 to 61% increasing fruit set compared to natural pollination. This year, in switchery Titan, we use reduced pollen rate and applied twice, once at 70% bloom and another 100% bloom. And in, additionally, we used Retain, which has active ingredient ABG this year. Previous study in our lab has shown that Retain, which is a growth regulator, can inhibit the ethylene biosynthesis and improve fruit set by preventing the early senescence of the flower bud. In this tunnel system orchard, we found 10% increase in fruit set compared to natural pollination and higher fruit number per meter. We have also conducted pollen deposition study on flower stigma, and we found that pollen deposition is variable in all four directions of the plant, but our suspension deposition was superior in all directions compared to natural pollen deposition. In switchery early robin, we have randomly selected six blocks of 5 trees each for each treatment, and two replicate fruiting limbs were selected for each treatment, one on either side of the white early row. Seven different treatments included two pollen rates and two application windows, and Retain as an additional component. And we found that double rate applied at double application windows were effective, and was 49% producing 49% increase in fruit set compared to natural pollination. But we haven't seen any influence of Retain in similar treatment on fruit set. But if we look at the fruit per meter data, we can see that the treatment with Retain produces 15 more fruits from the treatment that didn't use Retain. In low productive switcher Benton, we performed pollen rate trials correspond to distinct application windows and their combinations. We found that the double application of single rate were effective, and a 31% increase in fruit set compared to natural pollination was indicated that the application windows are cultivar dependent. And we also discovered that multiple application of increasing rate of pollen doesn't mean that increasing fruit set. In Sweet regina, which is also low productive and self-infertile, we used double rate of pollen at 100% full bloom, and we have noticed 22% increase in fruit set compared to natural pollination and higher fruit number per meter. Onju is a pear variety which is partially self-fruitful, and willet and pollen rate trial going out for this cultivar. And likewise in Benton, we found that double application of single rate was sufficient to produce a higher fruit set than double rate. And this inter-species similarity was reflected by 17% increase in fruit set compared to natural pollination and higher fruit number per meter. Some key results from our study that shows that our new suspension solution has consistent flow rate and with the electrostatic application system, and supplemental pollination resulted significant increase in fruit set. Retain didn't perform well in early robin, but in all other trial it was okay. And we found an influence of tree architecture on one of our sweet cherry cultivar Titan. And finally, I would say that over the past 2 years, several field studies in concert with lab studies has taught us how we can improve the pollination process. And it turned out that our electrostatic application system was promising, and we are convinced that it can also become a sustainable strategy to ensure yield security in tree food. I'd like to acknowledge my supervisor, Dr. Matt Whiting, my committee members, Dr. Amit Dhingra, Dr. Roy Navarre, Dr. Todd Einhorn, my funding agency, Washington Tree Food Research Commission, all our technical collaborators and personnel. Contact us for more information, and thanks for your attention. Any question?
What did you mean by your last conclusion that tree architecture affected fruit set?
It's because
can you repeat the question?
Oh, okay. So the question is, what did I mean by the influence of tree architecture on fruit set? In first year of our study, we have seen that in year 4 trial, we found 15% increase in fruit set applying our supplemental application. But this year we use the same cultivar in a different architecture, which was tunnel system. So we use reduced pollen rate, but we also got some reduced fruit set in this year. So there was a difference between tree architecture.
So what do you conclude from those observations?
I cannot conclude very strictly, but I can speculate that UFO training system could, this is a planar system actually, so this could be a better off than other training system for this application system.
You used last year pollen or this year pollen?
Sorry, I didn't get the question, sorry.
You used old pollen or the fresh pollen?
No, I used processed pollen that I obtained from our collaborator, Farman Pollen. So
it's collected the previous year?
No, it's collected the same year.
How important is the temperature at the time of the application of the pollen to your results? So in other words, we talk a lot about 55 degrees Fahrenheit as being when bees are active and we can get decent pollination.
Right.
But is this system going to be not only with decline of bees, but also just in a cool spring?
Right.
Maybe.
I think we don't have data in respect of temperature gradient, but I believe it can be applied in any situation. It can offer an advantage over pollen discharge in cold, windy, or rainy situation. I think it will be the same.
Last question? Okay, we're going to move on to your next presentation.